This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. And in the studio with me is Nancy Huth, the curator of education at the Taft Museum of Art and the installing curator for a great exhibit they have on view right now, running through the end of January. It's called Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography. It's all part of Photo Focus, big happening with photography and lens-based art. Happening during October. This is just one small part, but boy, what a part it is. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome Nancy to the studio. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with Edward Steichen, the photographer. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of folks may not recognize his name if they're not big photography fans, but actually he is a big name in photography and was. I know they've seen his photos. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. If you've seen the famous photo of Greta Garbo pulling her hair back from her face, that's maybe one of the most popular Steichen photographs. You have seen a Steichen photograph. Or Gloria Swanson with lace over her eyes. Those are both Edward Steichen photographs that are widely reproduced.
And he was, it's called Star Power, mm-hmm. the exhibit is, and he was really big in photographing the stars and celebrities of the 1920s and 1930s, and that's where a lot of these pictures come from.
Right. All of these, most of the photographs were published in Vanity Fair or Vogue in the 1920s and 30s. In 1923, he went to work for Condé Nast, who at the time published Vanity Fair and Vogue. Condé Nast still does publish those. And he was given the opportunity to be the chief photographer for Vanity Fair and to do fashion assignments for Vogue. So for the next several years, until the late 30s, he worked for Condé Nast, completing those kinds of assignments, and the editors would send him the celebrities that would sit for him, and he worked closely with the editors and other staff members at Vogue to create the fashion photographs that he did.
So it was fashion photography as well as, I guess, what would be the beginning
celebrity.
Of celebrity
yeah,
photography.
Yeah, celebrity photography, absolutely, yes.
And very different back then, of course, all black and white. All for the most part.
In this exhibition, all the images are black. I mean, Steichen was a pioneer in color photography, and he did some color photography, but this exhibition is all black and white photography. And Vanity Fair, as far as I know, all of their photography was in black and white for this time period in which he was working for them.
So what gave Edward Steichen the star power to attract these stars and to get that job at Vogue and Vanity Fair?
He was famous. He became famous as a young man, I think as early as 18 or 19 or so. He had essentially taught himself photography with the help of a camera shop owner from whom he purchased a camera and who showed him how to use the chemicals and do the processing. Fairly early on, he sent his work to Stieglitz in New York, and Stieglitz brought him into the circle of pictorialist photographers. He was the first photographer to have a photograph in the Salon in Paris.
Really?
Yes, and he went back and forth between France and the United States exhibiting work, and he was actually very well known. During World War I, he was a reconnaissance photographer, but he was quite famous from pretty early on in his career. So when Condé Nast invited him to be the chief photographer for Vanity Fair, he knew exactly what he was hoping to get.
Now, you talked about pictorialist photography. Define that in what's makes it different from regular photography.
Well, when photography was a relatively new art, photographers were arguing that photography was an art form like painting and sculpture. And to do this, they would make their photographs picture-like, hence pictorialism. And what it meant to do to make your photographs picture-like meant that you wanted to make them look like paintings. And to do that, they used a lot of different, and don't ask me the technicalities of it because I don't know, but a lot of printing processes and manipulation of the emulsion that would make the photographs, and subjects similar to paintings, that would make the photographs look painting-like. And that's called pictorialism.
So more looking like a painting than a photograph.
Yeah, to raise the status of photography so that people would begin to think of it as an art and not just for the use of commerce, for instance. The pictorialist photographers attempted to make their photographs look like paintings, and they did this through, like I said, how they manipulated the emulsion, but also the subjects they chose. There's often a certain fuzziness or soft focus to a lot of pictorialist photographs. And it seems as though after World War I, Steichen kind of changes his sense about that. And there's a famous quote where he says something like, if you take good pictures, the art will take care of itself. And he embraces straight photography, where you don't manipulate the softness or the emulsion, and you don't attempt to make it look painting-like. And he begins to feel that the appropriate role of photography is a commercial one. And it's with that sensibility that he does his work at Vanity Fair and Vogue.
These photographs in the exhibit at the Taft just have an amazing lineup of subjects. You mentioned Gloria Swanson. There's Charlie Chaplin. Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill on the same trip that brought him to Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah, he came to Cincinnati in 1932, and there's the famous quote where he talks about Cincinnati being the most beautiful inland city. His trip to Cincinnati was in 1932, and that's the same year he sat for Steichen in New York for Vanity Fair. Amelia Earhart, Gary Cooper, Maurice Chevalier, I'm trying to think of it as I go down the walls, Clara Bow, anyone that you can think of from the 20s and 30s, and a lot of them when they were early in their career. So Gary Cooper, when he's quite young, I mean, we think of him later with the Westerns, but this is when Gary Cooper's career is just getting off the ground. And so a lot of them when they're quite young.
We remember him from an older age, and seeing them young is quite a shock, too.
Yeah.
So what did he do? This was not there's a mention of being Steichenized.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do when sitting and taking these portraits that set him apart from any other magazine photographer?
Well, I mean, a lot of magazine photographers, by the way, would imitate him almost immediately. So the instant his photographs or Vanity Fair hit the newsstands, or Vogue hit the newsstands, other photographers were copying his style. But what he did that seems to have been a little bit different from the typical publicity photograph tended to be a little bit melodramatic. And the typical fashion photograph tended to be kind of cute. And what he did with celebrity photography is he has, it seems like a very straightforward approach. He gets rid of that melodrama. Sometimes they're still a little bit, they're not even that necessarily dramatic, but he focuses on the persona of the sitter, I think. He, in their most beautiful, polished form, without resorting to melodrama and over-emotiveness, for instance. So that, to me, seems kind of new. But that straightforwardness, there's a scholar who talks about how he doesn't really probe the sitter's personality. He understands what Vanity Fair readers want, and he realizes that they want that perfection and idealization and the polish more than they want anything else, I guess.
Yes. Well, that was for the people who are the subject, but he was also a fashion photographer, so a number of the pictures are about the clothes.
Yep. There are a number of fashion photographs from the 1920s and again from the 1930s, and they are about the clothes, but also during this era, fashion modeling was, especially in the 20s, fashion modeling was a new profession. And there were professional fashion models, but there were also, just like in Vogue today, celebrities, movie stars, dancers were a favorite model, I think, because they knew how to move their bodies. Singers, other kinds of socialites all served as models for Vogue. So sometimes it was kind of about both. It was both about the clothing. I'm thinking in particular of a photograph of Joan Crawford in a Schiaparelli jacket and dress. And I think it's as much about her as it is about that outfit. But I know you can't see this on the radio, but the public library very kindly set aside 20s and 30s Vogues and Vanity Fairs for me to look at. And I spent many hours at the library looking to see how the photos had been published and what the captions said. And so I'm leafing through page after page of 1920s Vogues. And a typical pose was a girl in this sort of cute, head tilted, kind of batting the eyes, hands under the chin, serpentine pose. That was just very cute. And after Steichen came on board at Condé Nast, an associate of Condé Nast wrote to him and said, you know, the guy that was your photographer, who was a pictorialist photographer named Adolf de Meyer, Adolf de Meyer could make every woman look like a cutie, but Steichen makes every cutie look like a woman. So he moves away again from that cuteness, just in the same way he'd moved away from the melodrama in celebrity photographs.
Nancy Huth, the installing curator of Star Power, Edward Steichen's Glamour Photography. It's on view at the Taft Museum of Art through the end of January and this month, celebrating as part of Photo Focus. You can find out more about Edward Steichen and this exhibit at the Taft by visiting our website, wvxu.org. Well, thanks for being here this morning, Nancy.
You are very welcome. Thank you.